morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, November 20th, 2017. We have about 16 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got some advisories happening, a small craft advisory for winds in effect until 10 a.m. this morning. And that's about when the rain is supposed to slack off. We'll see what actually happens. But this weather system is supposed to give us a break for the rest of the day and maybe just cloudy skies. Then we have a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect until 4 p.m. this afternoon. And those two advisories, as I've often said, go hand in hand. They often do. The wind will whip up the waves, and then the wind can die down, but the energy that was sort of put into those waves by the wind remains, and the waves continue to go on for a while afterwards as they carry that energy through the water. Let's see. We have in our marine weather forecast northwest winds 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25 knots, except southwest winds 15 to 25 knots south of Garibaldi early in the morning. The wind is going to ease later on. Wind waves from the northwest 3 feet at 5 seconds apart. Southwest swells 17 feet at 9 seconds apart. They will also subside later on in the afternoon as the weather calms down a bit. We have the Columbia River Bar on yellow status this morning, meaning that some ships may be asked to wait because of difficult conditions there at the mouth of the river. So that means that ships that are perhaps older, not as well maintained, or underpowered in any way will be asked to wait. Sometimes when the weather is bad and you see ships coming in anyway, they'll be the newer, more very robustly powered big engine ships like car carriers. You'll sometimes see those coming in, even if the bar is on red status. If the pilots think the ship can handle it, they'll bring it in because they want commerce to continue. So sometimes you'll see when we had container service, and we will have it again, container ship service in January, sometimes those big, powerful container ships can also handle the bad weather. So even on a day when everybody else is asked to wait, those kinds of ships on a safety basis will be allowed to come into the river. And today we're going to talk about the upcoming winter. What are meteorologists saying? Are we going to get as much rain as we got last year? Holy smokes. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have the cable ship Decisive arriving from offshore. She's headed for the port of Astoria. She's another cable ship, not the Global Sentinel like we saw last time around, but she's owned by the Tyco Corporation, one of a fleet of ships that they own. And she also is doing telecommunications cable laying projects out in the Pacific. I don't know exactly the details, but she's another very high-tech ship. She's in at the Port of Astoria probably to get supplies, fuel, change crews. The Port of Astoria is a really great place to stop because ships can come into the river. There's a deep navigable channel. And they can, with a relatively minimal amount of effort compared to, say, going to Portland or all the way into Puget Sound, they can get to a port where they can change crews and get repairs done if they, you know, minor repairs done or parts or things like that. So that's probably why she's here at the Port of Astoria briefly. Next is the Angelina. She's a bulk carrier inbound from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be arriving there at about 2:30 p.m. The Kanura is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Rice Island anchorage at around 5 p.m., which is just upriver from the Astoria anchorage, just on the north side of the river, a little past Tongue Point. If you go across the Astoria Megler Bridge, you can really see the ships on that anchorage very, very well from there. The tug C-SPAN Raider is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for the Port of Astoria this morning. She could be just going there to, she's probably going there to pass inspections, possibly get fuel in Astoria. But she could be doing a switch, a barge switch that tugs sometimes do. They'll come down from British Columbia towing a barge, hand that barge off to a U.S. flag tug when they get into the river, and then go over to the area around Tongue Point and pick up a barge that's waiting for them and take that back out to sea. So that could be what's happening. But she's going to be here very late at night. So she may wait around until the morning to leave. We'll just have to see how it looks out there in the morning. If you see an anchored barge out there by Tongue Point, you'll know what I mean. The Rainbow N is arriving from South Korea this morning, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be going upriver eventually to pick up wheat. She'll arrive in the anchorage a little bit after midnight. And in the anchorage, we have the Oratorio, headed for Longview today to pick up wheat, leaving around 1 p.m., arriving in Longview around 4:30 p.m. The Pelagios is awaiting orders. The Gorgoi Picus is the name of the ship out there. It's quite a mouthful, but an interesting name. And the Panviva is awaiting orders out there. In our outbounders, we have the articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance. She's a Crowley maritime vessel, a U.S. flag vessel, which is kind of rare on the river. She's leaving Portland. She came in to deliver refined petroleum. She'll be leaving around 2:30 a.m. You might see her pass Astoria by about 8:30. The Westward Victoria is leaving Portland, leaving Longview, rather. She could have newsprint on board. She's leaving around 10:30 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4:30 a.m. The Atlantic Tramp is leaving Portland carrying wheat at about 10:30 this morning. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 4:30 this afternoon. The Belle Plaine is leaving Portland, the port of Portland, with potash on board around noontime. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 6. The Master leaves Vancouver carrying wheat. She's a bulk carrier around 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. The ATB Pride leaving Portland around 8:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday, and the Berge Dietsu is leaving Longview with petcoke on board, another bulker. By far the most common type of ship we see on the river is the bulk carrier. Leaving around 11 p.m., you might see her pass Astoria outbound around 5 a.m. on Tuesday if you're up early and you can see the river. Well, I was noticing that it's rain. Of course, we get that at this time of year. But are we going to have a winter like we had last time? Well, I did some research. I looked around on the web and I found some articles in the Oregonian about our area that were very specific about how the weather patterns in the Pacific this year could make our winter here possibly as rainy and wet as last year. This is from the for articles from the Oregonian. Will Ahue, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Portland, said on last week that this could potentially be an even wetter December than Oregon experienced last year. So this is because of La Nina, which is a normal part of our climate cycle, but we are getting into a La Nina pattern right now that could potentially cause us to have an even wetter period between December and February in Oregon than we experienced last year, possibly even colder. Meteorologists are saying the possibility for lowland snow is possibly greater this year. We'll just have to see how it goes. But I thought it would be kind of fun, or maybe not, to look at last year's stats for what happened last year. Last year, the winter season, Portland had 147 days with measurable rain. And that was well past the record of 142 days of rain that was set in the 1998-99 rainy season. But for those of us here in Astoria, you may remember this. Astoria last winter had a record 167 days of measurable rain starting with October 1st through the winter season. That passed the record of 166 days that was set in 1894 and 1921. Astoria's total rainfall last winter was 84.52 inches, the ninth highest amount on record. The highest was 92.17 inches during 1916 season. And Portland only had a paltry 46.65 inches last year. So, we'll just have to see how it goes. But the weather mavens are saying that it could be another rainy one, so don't put your boots away anytime soon. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day, if a wet one.